the Australian War Memorial in Canberra is one of our most beloved and most visited national institutions. Yet a controversial 10-year funding plan to expand the War Memorial has divided opinions right around Australia. The project will cost $500 million, and it's already been given the green light by the National Capital Authority in Canberra. But how many people actually want that much money spent on the War Memorial? The independent think tank, the Australia Institute, has carried out a national survey of around 1,000 Australians to seek their thoughts on the $500 million redevelopment. Ebony Bennett, the Institute's Deputy Director, joins me. Ebony, what did you ask respondents, and what did they have to say?
Yeah, well, the Australian Institute regularly polls the public for their attitudes on various public policy issues. And as a Canberra-based think tank, we've heard a lot about this development of the War Memorial. It's been very controversial. So what we did was simply put to respondents the facts of the matter, that the government has announced it will spend $500 million redeveloping the War Memorial. We gave a couple of specifics to people about what that would include. And then we asked, how would people prefer the government to spend this money on? We gave them options including redeveloping the Australian War Memorial, but as well as things like veteran support services, or would they prefer the money to be spent on government services like health and education? And overwhelmingly, half of Australians said they would prefer government services like health and education for that money to go to. And the next most preferred response was to spend it directly on veteran support services. So as I said, it's been quite a controversial project here in Canberra. And now we can see that around the country, there's a lot of reservations that people have about this project and whether or not it's a good way to spend taxpayers' money.
So who did the survey actually go out to?
So it's an online survey. The Australian Institute conducts these quite regularly. It goes out to people who are on an online panel, and that's the way that online polls are normally conducted. It goes out to about 1,000 people, and it's nationally representative by gender, age and religion. And I should say that the margin of error is about 3%. So if you take these results and think about the margin of error being not that much, a couple of percent either way, it's a really accurate snapshot of what people are feeling about the War Memorial at this point in time. We did the polling in May, so it's very recent.
Mm. What's your understanding of why it's split opinions so much, Ebony?
Well, I think we can look there to a number of quite prominent people who've been very critical of the War Memorial redevelopment, including a couple of former War Memorial directors and a former chief of the Defence Force. So obviously people will be familiar with the Australian War Memorial. It's an incredibly popular tourist attraction here in Canberra, and that's on the basis of, as the former chief of the Defence Force, retired Admiral Chris Barry said, this is really a commemoration of people who lost their lives and those who survived but were deeply affected by war. And many people are quite worried about the heritage values of the building. They're worried about it changing the nature of the memorial to make it more like a shrine to war. One person has criticised it, calling it building a khaki Disneyland. That's former Australian War Memorial Director, Major General Steve Gower. But other Australians are just concerned, I think, about what could be seen as profligate spending in quite difficult economic times because of the pandemic, and certainly in light of staff cuts at other national cultural institutions. For example, the National Archives has recently had to beg the public for funding to preserve thousands, tens of thousands of records for digitisation. Many of those are going to be lost because the government hasn't provided enough funding. And here we've got quite a controversial project. When the National Capital Authority asked people for submissions, people were overwhelmingly opposed to the project. And I think we're seeing some of those controversies play out in people's responses to this survey.
Mm. It's interesting because there's a small protest at the War Memorial this afternoon. As we speak, the Anzac Hall is actually being demolished as part of this project. So you mentioned that this survey was carried out in May, but the project is going ahead regardless. What's the purpose of gauging this opinion?
Well, as we said, it has been very controversial, and you're right, deconstruction of the hall, Anzac Hall, began over the weekend. But I think it's a live issue for people here in the city, and I think for many people in the armed forces and their families who are really worried about what this redevelopment is going to do to the character of the war memorial and its purpose. So even though deconstruction has begun, I think this is going to remain a live issue, certainly for people in Canberra for a long time. But we can see, you know, there was about a quarter of Australians would prefer this money to go directly to supporting for veterans services. We know a lot of returned veterans have problems with mental health issues. Suicides have certainly been a problem. And so I think it makes sense for a lot of people to think that this money could certainly be better directed and more targeted to actually give veterans material and direct support. And certainly when we look across the political spectrum, we ask people about their voting intentions, we can see that almost 30% of coalition voters would prefer that this money go to veteran support services, and about twice the number of coalition supporters said it should go to government services like health and education as compared to giving it to this redevelopment of the war memorial. But that response was even stronger, for example, for One Nation voters. The Greens voters were the most likely to say it should be going into government services like health and education. I think, you know, this is going to remain a very live issue, and certainly one that particularly people in Canberra will care about. But as I said, veterans and their families, I think, will have an ongoing dialogue with the Australian War Memorial and really seeking to protect not only its heritage values, but what it's there for. It's supposed to be a war memorial, and people are very concerned it's going to lose those values.
Let's hope not. Ebony Bennett, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
That is the Deputy Director of the Australia Institute, an independent think tank based in Canberra, taking a look at the $500 million redevelopment of the Australian War Memorial.